Workers in the Burgundy region of France are building a 13th century castle. They're not restoring an old castle. They're actually building a new old castle. See, the builders are constructing it from scratch. The craftsmen have been working for nearly 10 years now, but they're not even halfway done yet. That's because they're using only medieval tools and techniques. The World's Jerry Hatton takes us to the site of what will be the Guédelon Castle.
Jean-Francois is a member of Guédelon's Stonecutter's Guild. For 8 hours a day, he bangs on a 13th century chisel with a 13th century iron mallet. He says he's chiseling a stone block for one of the castle parapets. It's supposed to be 10 inches high and 12 inches long. He says a block like this will take up to a day and a half to make. When Jean-Francois' stone is ready, he and his fellow craftsmen hoist it onto a horse-drawn cart. At the base of the castle wall, other men load the stone onto a pallet. Then they roll out the squirrel cage. The squirrel cage is basically a giant wooden hamster wheel. A guy inside walks to get it turning. The device slowly winds in a rope looped through a pulley, lifting the stone on its pallet to masons waiting atop the castle wall. Nearly 2 days to get a single stone from quarry to castle. A real medieval work schedule. The question is, why? To educate people, to create jobs, and says a guide named Sarah,
we are building in order to better understand the work of the 13th century builders. And so at each step of the building program, we're followed by a scientific committee made up of archaeologists, art historians, and castellologists, castle specialists. And they're there to advise us and guide us and to give us historical references.
She says there are no 13th century architectural plans for castles, so designers studied other castles in the region from the same period and adhered to cultural norms of the period as well. For example, they decided to make Guédelon's imaginary owner a count. Then they started building a big chapel in the courtyard. Mistake. The huffy historians intervened. Such a chapel, they scolded, would have only belonged to a duke. Master builder Florian Renucci says such gaffes are to be expected on a project evolving without blueprints. In fact, he says, they've left the ill-advised chapel foundation in place as part of this site's unique historical record.
Quand le château de Guédelon sera fini, ce sera quand même le seul château.
He says when Guédelon is finished, it will be the only 13th century castle that can show the public step by step how it was built, errors included, through photos and video. He says no other castle in the world can offer this to visitors. That's after it's finished. In the meantime, visitors follow the castle's progress stone by stone. Speaking of which, Jean-Francois' stone is now high up on a wooden scaffold. A mason named Guillaume heaves it into place on the castle wall, then coats it with hand-mixed mortar. Guillaume has been at Guédelon for 9 years. He says even though the work is grueling, doing things the old, old-fashioned way has its rewards.
Le maçon est rarement valorisé.
He says masons are rarely valued, except here. Our way of working is a lot harder than today's methods, but it has its benefits. On 21st century construction sites, there's noise, pollution, and a constant rush to finish. Guillaume says he doesn't miss that stuff at all. Guédelon Castle should be finished by 2025, but even then, guys like Guillaume need not fret about having to rejoin the real world, because the plan is to keep building around the castle, perhaps even an entire village. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton, Guédelon Castle, Burgundy, France.
Want to see some of the cool tools and techniques used to build a 13th century castle? We've got pictures. Just check them out at theworld.org. This is PRI.